I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, we are coming up on something that has at the roots of America. It'll be happening on next Thursday, May 3rd, 2018. It is the National Day of Prayer, and there is a big local Delaware County event around it. Joining us to talk about that is Patty Bruno on the Spring Dance Hot Tub Hotline on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Patty, good morning. Welcome in.
Good morning, Dom. Thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for alerting Bill and me about this again. So this happens next Thursday, and you guys will be over in Rose Tree Park in Media beginning at 11:30, right?
That's right. We have a great day planned, and you are being so helpful to this day because we can make a great day. We can make it everything in perfect perfection, but if people don't know about it, if they don't know, they can't go. So that's the point of having me talk to you today. The National Day of Prayer is a legal day. I don't know if you know that. But in 1952, President Truman made a law that there should be a National Day of Prayer in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Then in 1988, President Reagan amended that day, and he said, "The president shall issue each year a proclamation designating the first Thursday in May as a National Day of Prayer, on which the people of the United States may turn to God in prayer and meditation at churches, in groups, and as individuals." And that's a public law. And that was around for my whole life, and I never even knew about it till about 10 years ago.
How is it helpful? Because people would say, Patty Bruno with us, you can pray any day that you want, freedom of religion. Well, freedom of worship in the Obama years, not really a religion. So what does this public display of this do?
Well, by doing it publicly, everyone can see that it is happening. And the purpose is to see God move in the hearts of everybody, every man, woman, and child through prayer. And yes, we all pray. Many, many people, Sundays, you know, they show up at church all over and they pray. But this is one day that publicly, and get this, is important. We still are privileged to be allowed to do this. In a lot of countries, this couldn't even be happening, where we can come out in the open and proclaim our love of the Lord, our faith in the Lord, and others can see that. And through people seeing it, you don't know how you can affect someone's heart. And that's an amazing thing, if we could save somebody who doesn't know the Lord just by seeing this and hearing about it. That's a great thing.
So you're there at 11:30 until 1, Patty?
I don't put an end. I let the Spirit move it. But on the past 2 years, it's really ended about 2 o'clock.
Okay. And that's a lot of praying. That's 2.5 hours of praying right through lunchtime. Wow.
Right.
Yes.
It's not just prayer. We also have music.
Okay.
I have music from Calvary Chapel in Delco, and they're a great worship team. So we will be doing, we're always praying. We pray in song and in word. So we'll be singing a little, praying a little, singing a little, praying a little. And what we're praying for, there are 7 centers of influence, and that is the government, the military, the media.
Well, let's start with that. We need our chaplains over there. You praying for the Dom Giordano program right at the top. Come on.
Well, they are being prayed for, all of, not only you, Hollywood, the movies.
Oh, well, wait a minute. You're going to have to stay there to midnight if you're praying for Hollywood then, Patty. We're going to have to call in teams. Every listener listening now is going to have to be there. My goodness.
I know. isn't it great? There's another answer to you when you asked me why do this.
Right.
I mean, where do you know that people are publicly praying for the media? And the media, I mean, seriously.
That is good.
And then we're also praying for our businesses.
Right.
Our education, our schools, our teachers and youth. And look at what's been happening
right.
in the schools. Okay, they need prayer. Our churches, the clergy, the youth leaders, they have a they live a selfless life, and it's a really hard job to be a pastor, to be a youth leader. Sometimes there's not a lot of satisfaction. You feel like you're banging your head into a wall, and it's a duty, and they do it, and they love it. So we're praying to encourage them, and then also we're praying for family, marriages, families, the unborn. And then I've added into that, we're praying for revival in this land. And the theme this year is unity. Every year we have a different theme.
Mm-hmm.
So the theme is unity, which comes out of the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 3. And Ephesians, it says, always keep yourselves united in the Holy Spirit and bind yourselves together with peace. So we're trying to build unity, okay? It's one of the Holy Spirit's important roles. Unity, unity in the church, unity in our country.
Right.
We have all ethnics, all the ethnicities and races in America. We want them to come together. We need peace in this land, okay? We need security and peace with our nation. We're praying for that, too, to preserve the United
okay.
States of America from evil that could threaten us. So basically what we're doing in all these ways, we're praying to God to come back and bless our country because we have sort of pushed him away, and he's a gentle man, and he will not force his way back. But if he's called and if he hears our call, which he says that in the book of Chronicles, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, will repent of their evil ways, will pray and call out to me, I will hear them in heaven, and I will heal their land.
It's a beautiful idea that you do every year. Patty Bruno, and you'll be at Rose Tree Park in Media this coming Thursday, May 3rd, beginning at 11:30 until the Spirit moves you. Patty, thank you. Thanks for reminding us of this.
Can I ask you just, if anyone wants more information,
sure.
they can go to ACTS413.net, and they can find out more about us. And if it's it's a beautiful day, we need prayers for perfect weather. This is what everyone's to pray for. 75 degrees, sun, no wind, no clouds, no rain or mist.
All
and
right.
bring
well,
a picnic lunch.
All right, Patty.
Nice day.
Have a great day today. Thanks for coming on again this year. We appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you so much, Don.
Tom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.